I think you guys were a tremendous host. I know to our football team and our organization and the entire NFL, it was, you know, this was my seventh opportunity to be involved in the Super Bowl. And I can just tell you it was tremendous. And obviously winning the football game makes it even better. But the way that y'all treated us throughout the course of the week, our organization and our league means a great deal to us. Also, just like to say how proud I am here today. You know, I've been in the National Football League for, I think, 30-plus years in a lot of different categories as a player, a coach, now a head coach. But to stand here today and to be the head coach of the Denver Broncos, world champs, Super Bowl 50, represent Pat Bowlen, these players, these coaches, our organization, our city, is the proudest moment of my career. And it just means the world to me. And I wish Pat was here with me today to do this. But thanks so much to everybody. So without further ado, I'd be glad to answer your questions. Yes, sir.
Thank you. First of all, congratulations, Coach. You and your coaching staff did what every other coaching staff did this season, preparing to play Carolina. You studied film, you got scouting reports, you pored over numbers. What was it that you guys found to neutralize them completely? You dominated.
I don't know if it was so much something that we found. I just think we kind of stayed true to what we were as a football team. I mean, we were a great defensive football team all year long. But I think Yvonne would be the first one to tell you that the group defensively, the coaches and the players knew that we needed to finish it off. We needed to do it one more time. And that's something that we talked about. But I think really our football team, we knew what we were, what we knew what our identity was all year long, how we won games. We won a lot of close football games. We played very consistent defense. We considered ourselves a grinding type football team. And, you know, we got in another game like that yesterday and just hung in there and found a way to get it done. So, like I said, I think it was more about just holding true to who we were.
Coach, you've obviously been around John for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. Did you foresee this kind of successful shift into the executive role, and what's it like to coach?
Yeah, I've been asked that a couple times this week. I did. You know, I talked to John. We're very good friends, obviously. And I talked to John a great deal when he was out of football, when he was doing some other things. And I know through my conversations, I knew he wanted back in. And for him to have the opportunity to come back in with the organization that he played for so many years, yes. I mean, John is so competitive in everything he does. He's a very bright man. But John's a great people person, too. He knows how to put people in place and let them go do their job and support them. And, you know, it's just been 1 year for me working with him from that perspective. But just to watch him do his job, put this football team together, when he called me back last February, whenever it was, everything he told me about his football team and what he thought we had to do the following year has held true. I mean, he's got a great feel for what's going on and what he wants to get done, so I'm very proud of him.
Gary, you have a quarterback in Peyton who might not be here next year, and you have a quarterback in Brock who is a free agent. Do you look ahead and think about how you're going to figure this thing out, and what would be your level of commitment if – you had chose Brock and have to re-sign?
Well, no, I haven't looked too far ahead past today. But, you know, I'll say this with Peyton. I'll just start off with him. The job he did this year to make his way back for our football team was the difference in us being a champion or not. I mean, what he had to go through physically was very difficult, and it was tough on him mentally. But him fighting the battle to get back, getting himself in position to lead our team again the last month, it says so much about him as a person. I mean, we all know what type of career he's had as a player, but as a person, it's been tremendous. You know, going to Brock, our football team was that way all year. Everybody contributed to us being here and getting this done. Brock had, a 7-week run as our starter. We won a lot of big football games during the course of that season. So, you know, very proud of him. He's got a bright future, but we'll take it a day at a time. I think right now it's about reflecting on what's been done this past year, and it has been special, and I think we all need to enjoy it here right now.
Coach, when you do turn your attention to next season, you've obviously got possibly the quarterback question, a lot of big names in heading into free agency possibly as well. The bookmakers already make you the eighth favorite to win the Super Bowl next year. How much of a challenge is it going to be to get back there?
Oh, it's always a tremendous challenge. You know, that's something that anytime you wear that title that following year, I mean, that's, it makes it tough. But that's what this league's all about. And, you know, our football team, our organization stands for, the Denver Broncos stand for success. And Mr. Bolin builds his football team, and John does it that way every year. So we'll get back to work. We're going to enjoy this for a little while, but we'll get back to work. And we plan on being right back in there competitive. It's a tough league. It's hard to win. But you just got to put into work and, you know, surround yourself with great people, great players, great coaches, and go back and battle again. So I look forward to being a part of it again.
Gary, what does it mean to you? You've come full circle, really, from the last coaching job you had with the Texans. You get replaced by Wade. Wade ends up becoming your defensive coordinator. How much has that kind of been for you just to go from there to?
You know, I could sit here and tell you that it's been hard, but I wouldn't say that. I think it's part of coaching. I think we all understand that when we're involved in this business. I've been very fortunate. You know, I haven't been in a lot of places for a guy who's been in the coaching business for a while. But, you know, I mean, I felt good about the job we did in Houston. I also understand why things happen and you move on. I'm staring at a young lady over here who's supported me for many, many years and said, get back to work, my wife, Rhonda. You know, those things happen. And, you know, for me to have an opportunity to go to Baltimore, which is tremendous opportunity in my career, to be around John, to be around Ozzie, and, you know, to be back where I'm at now, where my football home, it's been a crazy ride, but it's been a very fair ride, and so it's been very special. Yeah, no, that is, and you know what, Wade's not the only one. There were some other guys that came with us too. You know, we're able to put that group back together. I think three or four of the coaches on defense are the same group of guys that were with me in Houston, so and I've been with some of these offensive guys throughout the course of my career, with Coach Shanahan and everybody. So a lot of familiar faces came back to Denver this year as we put this thing together. So that really adds to it.
Gary, congratulations.
Thank you.
We all saw what Von Miller can do on the field athletically. What are the things through the course of this year that you've seen from him, and I'm talking about intangibles, that allowed him to have this sort of performance on the biggest stage?
No, that's a great point. You know, I've known Von since he was a very young man at Texas A&M, and you know, so proud of his path and how he's got to where he's at. You know, the thing that people don't know, you see a great player like that play on a big stage and play a tremendous game like he did, but people don't see the work he put in to get there. And you know, Von did not miss a football practice this year, unless I sat him down during training camp, make him take a rest day. He did not miss a practice. And I was telling his mom earlier today when we were talking about him, he loves to play. And as a football coach, there's a lot of talented players out there, but when you find those guys that just really love to play, he's become a mentor to a lot of young players on our football team. They look up to him, and I mean, his future is so bright, but I'm just very proud of him as a man. I know he's a great player, but I'm very proud of him as a man.
Gary, you've been on both sides of the Super Bowl equation. Two things. Did you happen to see Cam Newton's post-game comments, and how well do you think your team managed the week that is the Super Bowl?
No, Jeff, I haven't seen anything. You know, I haven't. I think our football team did a tremendous job. You know, we started before we did most of our work in Denver, and before we came out, I called Peyton and DeMarcus in. You know, we're talking about curfews and all those type of things, and I put it in their hands. I really trusted them. They've been great all year. When I asked them to do something, they did it. They were hard on each other. I always told our team, you know, that great teams are really hard on each other and make each other really accountable. They did that through the course of the week. I watched them really lock in, especially when we got to Wednesday and worked towards Sunday. They really locked in. Our meeting the night before the game was one of the greatest moments of my career, to be in a room with that group of guys and to see you felt something special coming, you know. So I'm proud of them from that standpoint. They took care of business. They did all year long.
Gary, Wade, after the game at some point, tweeted about the Panthers, going back to the old Brill Cream commercials. A little dab will do you, but too much dab will undo
you. Wade gets carried away with that Twitter sometime.
Did you see it? Did you get a kick out of it? And do you agree with it?
I did not see it. But No, I tell you, Wade, you know, God, the job he did was special. I mean, he's been a tremendous coach in this league. He's a hell of a head coach, assistant coach. I gave him a hug at the end of the game, and I knew his dad real well. When I was a kid, I worked for his dad, and I said, you know how proud your dad would be of you today. So, what a career Wade has had, and I'm just so fortunate that he's been a part of mine also. So we're very proud of Wade and his family. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.